Welcome to the Unconventional Polyglot, Episode 11. In today's episode, I continue my series on language learning myths, and the myth that I will be tackling in this episode is that making mistakes is not a good thing in language learning. Thanks for listening. This is the Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed, and also broken, many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so today's myth is not necessarily a myth that I have heard being promoted very much, but it's more of a psychological tendency that I think a lot of language learners have, including myself at various times, this belief that seems to get instilled in people that it's a bad thing to make mistakes. And in some cases, maybe it is, but usually the bad mistakes are the ones that you keep making over and over again. So you could definitely say that not correcting mistakes that you have made in the past can be a bad thing. But sticking to language learning, mistakes can actually be a really beneficial way to help you learn. And mistakes are a bit tricky because it's not like you want to make mistakes while you're practicing speaking a foreign language. I mean, nobody plans out their mistakes like, oh, I'm going to wrongly conjugate a verb here, and then I'm going to use the wrong preposition here, and I'm not going to properly pronounce this word. So that would be ridiculous, right? But making mistakes, for one thing, is a sign of effort. It shows that you're trying to speak a language that you're in the process of learning. So if you never spoke your target language, then you would never make mistakes. And I think for a lot of people, especially more introverted people like myself, that can be a pretty powerful hindrance to progressing. So it goes along with this fear of not wanting to be judged, not wanting to have other people hear you make mistakes. Because at the time, let's face it, it really doesn't feel good to make mistakes. However, if you are practicing speaking with somebody who is friendly, somebody who's easy to talk to, somebody who's there to help you and is not going to condemn you for little mistakes, you can get over the fear much more easily. And I can say this from the experience of having made hundreds and hundreds of mistakes while talking to language teachers and tutors. And what I like to do ideally, because a lot of language teachers and tutors will, you know, write down a list of mistakes that you've made, or at least a list of, you know, corrections for you to look back on. And admittedly, I don't always take the time to look back at those right away, but I generally try to do that because learning from your mistakes is a really key part of language learning. So if I make a mistake one time, I don't feel too bad about it. If I make a mistake two times, I start to feel a little bad. If I make a mistake, you know, 5 times or 10 times, then it's probably a sign that I'm not putting in the effort to review my mistakes. And language learning is a complicated thing. You don't necessarily know what mistakes are going to be easy to fix and what mistakes are going to be more difficult. So I'll just give one quick example. One thing that I still struggle with at times in Portuguese is the two different verbs, ouvir and olhar. So these are two fairly similarly sounding words. Ouvir means to hear. So has to do with the ears. Olhar means to look, you know, with the eyes, obviously. And many times I've gotten these two verbs mixed up while trying to carry on conversations in Portuguese. It's probably happened at least 10 times. And it's been a very difficult thing for me to get past because it's hard to think of a mnemonic device that will easily help me remember the difference. And sometimes that happens in language learning. You know, if you can grab onto a particular mnemonic device, you know, something that makes a word or a phrase easier to remember, that can be really powerful. And then you just hold on to it until you don't need it, until it just becomes automatic. But sometimes it is really difficult coming up with a mnemonic device. So in these cases, errors tend to repeat, especially with words that are more common. But again, when we make the mistakes, you can look at it in a very positive sense of it's a sign that you are trying. You're putting in the effort to try to learn a language, and everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes many, many mistakes while trying to develop the ability to speak a foreign language. And ideally, the number of mistakes will decrease over time, although it's not really a linear kind of thing, because for every mistake that you correct, there's another mistake that's going to happen. So when you have languages that have thousands of words and hundreds of verbs and hundreds of adverbs and hundreds of adjectives and numerous prepositions and conjunctions and whatnot, there's so many places where you can get tripped up. But over time, even though you keep making mistakes, you just have to keep in mind that you are improving. You are getting closer and closer to your goal. And it can be hard to really believe that sometimes, but it's true. As long as you are pretty consistently trying, consistently engaging in language learning, you will improve. But again, it's not a linear thing where one day you know 55% of everything you need to know for a language, and then the next day you know 56%, and then the next day 57%. It's not really like that. It's much more complicated function, but steady progress with lots of mistakes and ideally lots of corrections, subsequent corrections of those mistakes, is going to eventually lead you to your goal. And it's not necessarily a clearly defined goal. There's not like a day where you realize, oh, hey, I know 100% of this language. Now I can stop learning. Like, it's not really like that. Ideally, you're going to keep learning really throughout the rest of your life. But the key thing is you want to at least reach a point where you can communicate your thoughts with other people without a whole lot of errors, maybe an occasional error. Even when you're a pretty advanced speaker, you're likely to make occasional errors. And at the same time, you want to be able to understand others. And of course, that's the more input side of language learning. This podcast episode is mainly focused on the output. That's where the mistakes mainly come. So I think that's about all I want to say today on the topic of making mistakes. So making mistakes is definitely not a bad thing unless they become habitual mistakes that are not corrected, particularly if they're not corrected due to laziness or apathy. In that case, mistakes would not be a good thing. But again, making mistakes is a sign that you're trying. You're putting in the effort, and mistakes are part of the deal. They just are. So how you deal with those mistakes is going to be a key factor in determining how you progress and how quickly you progress and how well you progress as a language learner. Now, before I go, I do want to mention once again Buzzsprout. Today's a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. And Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting is not hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. So join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. And with that, I will wrap up this episode today. Stay tuned for yet another language learning myth in the next episode. And then shortly, I will be beginning a 3-part series on recommendations and reviews of different materials for learning Spanish. Now, I will also be having video versions of these recommendations and reviews on my YouTube channel, the Unconventional Polyglot YouTube channel, and those videos will be exclusively in Spanish with English and Spanish subtitles. But on this podcast, I plan to give the same information, but in English. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that coming up in the coming weeks. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. I really hope you find it useful and maybe inspirational at times. I really enjoy talking about language learning. And with that, I will say have a great day and goodbye.